Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-694-7153 for a no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-694-7153. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. Call 1-800-694-7153.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline. This, our 26th year, bringing you Into Tomorrow. This one for the weekend of Friday, July 16th, 2021. And you are?
Chris Graveline.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Another jam-packed show. Chris has some more of his own Imagine That Tech Rage coming up, probably early next hour. So yeah. Stay tuned for that, because perhaps you can relate to some of what he went through with this particular situation. In the meantime, some tech news and commentary. Chris in Tyler, Texas, standing by with a call. The first fully crewed flight of Virgin Galactic's VSS Unity space plane, they said, was a major milestone. It actually was in the commercial space industry. Richard Branson is now the first person to ride into suborbital space aboard a rocket that he helped fund. So which billionaire will be next? All eyes are on Blue Horizons' Jeff Bezos and SpaceX's Elon Musk. Interestingly, Musk and Branson are not the fierce adversaries they'd appear to be, with Musk having already booked a flight with Virgin. Interesting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk is actually getting it done. by sending astronauts to the space station, by sending cargo, by getting supplies, by putting up 4 million satellites. But hey, Richard Branson got to the edge of space. Does that really count? I mean,
yeah.
He said it's space, but it's the edge of space. Wouldn't that be the edge of Earth?
I don't know. I mean, it's not outer space, but...
Well, true. Know. And they did float wildly for a few moments. So, but you can do that on the Vomit Comet without even going into space. Yeah. So how do we know they didn't just do that?
That's true.
Because they had video.
Yeah.
Whatever. But interesting. I think that's pretty cool. And I'm sure Jeff Bezos is like, oh, darn it. He beat me. We shall see.
Yeah, but Jeff Bezos is beating him in the bank account area.
So yeah, well, that's for sure. Was there a list of people signing a petition to leave Richard Branson in space like they have been with Jeff Bezos?
Not that I know of.
That's funny. Yeah. So people wanted Richard Branson to return, but not so many people want Jeff Bezos to return.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
A truck driver was recently caught attempting to cross a Hong Kong bridge with more than just the cargo in his vehicle. Customs officials pulled him aside due to how nervous he looked, only to discover the contraband strapped to his body. They weren't bags of drugs, though. In total, the man had 256 Intel processors wrapped around his legs and torso.
Oh, my God. Wait, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Jeez.
They were a mix of 10th generation Core i7 and Core i9 chips. If he had 128 each of those processors, the street value based on Intel's recommended pricing would be about $104,000. That's, I'm sure, was the quote of what he said when they found him. Now, 10 days after that, a second truck was inspected, and 52 brand new Intel chips, still in their plastic containers, were discovered hidden between the truck's seats. And earlier this month, an even larger haul was seized at another location near Hong Kong. It included over 2,200 processors and 1,000 sticks of RAM, all of which were hidden in the back of a container truck. So these days, I guess, with the chip shortage, microchips have become like the new drug smuggler.
What? Apparently, and could have made a lot of money with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a brand new car that I've been waiting to have built, and it keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed because of, they say, the chip shortage.
Yeah, well, remember during the interview, the guest was telling us about, you know, Ford's got a field of F-150 trucks that are just sitting there ready to go. They just need a chip.
Yeah. Apparently, the Acura folks were so impressed with our review. We had, for a week, the all-new 2022 Acura MDX, and we talked about all the tech in this new vehicle, this new version of this vehicle. And they liked it so much, they're selling me one, get this, at full sticker price.
Sucker.
I have never paid sticker price on any car in my entire life of 100 years.
Well, there's a first for everything.
Apparently there is. Holy cow. We'll talk more about that later. Chris in Tyler, Texas, listens on KTBB AM and FM. Hey, Chris, welcome into tomorrow.
Hi. I've never bought a computer before, and I'm looking to buy a laptop because I'm starting my own business. Can you guys help me out with a beginner-style laptop? Would you recommend any apps that are free that I could use for that laptop for my business?
Well, Chris, it'll be our pleasure, but it's hard to say without knowing what exactly you're going to do and how you want to do it. Now, obviously, if your business was something like creating 3D animations or heavy graphic design, you'd already have an idea of the heavier hardware that would be required. So we're going to assume that you want to do something more akin to maybe some admin type work. If that's the case, just about any laptop will do, but we'd advise you to go for a mid-level laptop rather than the cheapest that you can find. Quality varies greatly by price, and a very cheap laptop can turn into a real hassle a few months or even a year in.
You know, for example, Lenovo has ranked high in reliability ratings in recent years. So you can look at something like a $600 Lenovo IdeaPad 3, which will have more power than you need for office tasks, but it won't be the highest end, most powerful model meant for other tasks. You can also look at something like a Dell Inspiron 3000 or an Asus VivoBook. Both will cost you roughly about the same price as the Lenovo.
Now, as for software, most of what you need is probably going to be online. For example, Google Docs has both free personal and paid business tiers and will include a full office suite, so you can also set up to access offline. Microsoft, of course, does the same thing. Yeah, I think these days they call it M365.
Yeah, and if you don't want to give Google and Microsoft your money because they've got enough, you can go for free. That's off, and also something that's entirely offline. You can look at LibreOffice. It's a free open source office suite. Now, if you do, keep in mind that it's clunkier than the better known paid office suites, but it's certainly usable.
Yep. And cheaper. Like, free is pretty cheap. Chris, let us know what you end up with, or if you need more input, call us back and we'll provide more. All the way into tomorrow.com.